The shiur for the second day of Kislev, Beis Kislev, is in Kuntes Achron on Daf Kuf Nun Hei, Amud Aleph. The number at the bottom of the page is 602. We are beginning the fourth Kuntes, the fourth essay, and it begins with the words, Lahavim Ashikosu V'Pri Eitz Chaim. Lahavim Ashikosu V'Pri Eitz Chaim, Dibizman Azeh Iker Abira Yidei Tehillah Dafki. To understand what it says in the Pri Eitz Chaim, that in these days, the birur, the elevation of those sparks of holiness that fell from the world of Tayu and need to be elevated and brought back to their original level, that this takes place primarily through davening. Afsha Talmud Torah l'mayla me'atila. Although the study of Torah is higher than davening, Talmud Torah k'neged kulam, yet the birur is accomplished through davening more than through learning. So to understand this, inyan hu shayidei teiru mitzveis meisifim e ba'atzilus. Through the study of Torah and the performance of mitzvahs, we bring additional godliness, additional light to atzilus. That's the purpose. That is the result of all Torah and mitzvahs, an increase of light in atzilus. There is godliness that exists in atzilus because of its own source. It has its own source of godliness that feeds it godliness. But that's a finite, measured amount. God arranged the world in such a way that through our Torah and mitzvahs we can bring an increase of light to Atzilus. More specifically, Pirush, Eirin Seif Baruch Hu Bekelim Da Atzilus, we bring a greater amount of light into the vessels of Atzilus, meaning into the attributes of Atzilus. For example, Al-Idei Talmud Torah, through the study of Torah, we bring additional light bipnimis. We bring additional light to the inner part of Atzilus, to the inner attributes. Dahainu Hamshachas HaMeichin, which means into the levels of Meichin, Chachma Bina Das. Just as when a person studies Torah, he increases the light in his own mind, in his Chachma Bina Das. This causes the same to happen above, that there's an increase of light in the Chachma, Bina, and Das of Atzilus. And in the performance of mitzvahs, other than Talmud Torah, we bring an additional light into the world of Atzilus, but b'chitzeinis hakelim, into the external attributes, sheheim b'chinas netzach heid yaseid, which are the three attributes of netzach heid yaseid, shebi yutzviriz dezah, that is part of the emotions of Atzilus, which are called the external part, just as the person does the mitzvah with his body, which is the external part of him. The same happens above, that there's an increase of light in the external attributes of Atzilus, and they are netzach heid yaseid. Rak shem slapshim bibiyah b'teiru mitzvus hagashmim shebeilam hazim. So all of this takes place in Atzilus. What benefit does it bring to the world? This additional light that is brought into Atzilus clothes itself in the Torah that the person is learning here on earth and in the mitzvahs that the person is performing here on earth. And through the Torah and the mitzvahs that the person performs, indirectly there's an addition of godliness in the world as well. Aval hatzilo hi amshochas eirin sev baruchu lebiyad davke. Davening is meant to bring about a different kind of effect. The davening is supposed to bring an additional godliness into the physical world itself, not through the Torah that you study or through the mitzvahs that you do, but directly into the physical world. Ra'ko'er mamesh, not something clothed in Torah, clothed in mitzvahs, but the light itself, godly light, comes directly into the world, in order to change creation from the way that it is. For example, that the one who is ill should be healed, and that the rain should come from heaven to earth, and that the rains should be productive, that the earth should actually give forth its bounty. Ash'ein ken b'teiru mitzvahis, which is not the case in Torah and mitzvahs, other than davening, she'ein shinui b'klaf ha'tfilin. In the putting on of the tefillin, for example, no change takes place in the physical tefillin. There's no need for a change to take place. By putting them on the head and on the arm. In other words, by doing the mitzvah, we don't bring any change in the physical object of the mitzvah. We bring a change in the spiritual part of the mitzvah, but not in its physical material. The gamba mitzvah shasi yasin hugmar mitzvah son, and even in the mitzvah, which in the act of the mitzvah we are finishing the product. The tefillin, of course, are finished before we put them on. But writing a Sefer Torah, for example, when you finish writing the Sefer Torah, then it becomes a complete Torah. Or if you build a sukkah, and when you finish the sukkah, then it's a mitzvah. But there, Hashini hu ayidei Adam, the change that takes place in the completion of the Sefer Torah, for example, this change is brought about by the human being who's writing the Torah. V'loi bidei shamayim, and not from heaven. Kibitfilo, as in davening. The result of the davening is that God changes the world. This is bringing a life and an energy from God Himself. And only He is all powerful. And that's why, in order to bring this godliness down into the physical world, this cannot be brought about without first creating an arousal below. In other words, if the world is going to be changed, it has to become a vessel for that change. And it becomes a vessel by having the initiative from below. When the person is moved in his davening, and he becomes a vessel for this greater additional blessing. As he will say later, that this is ma'edecha, when we do. We love God and we serve God with all our might, meaning to say beyond our limits, then we become a vessel for receiving godliness that is also beyond the limits of what would naturally be given to the world. We're getting an addition to that limited life. Whereas the study of Torah that brings additional light into Atzilus, here we don't need necessarily this awakening from below, the raising up of the feminine trait, because Atzilus is joined and united with God in any case, without our efforts. And the raising up of the feminine traits, the Mayim Nukvim, this arousal from below, the initiative from below, how is it capable of being a vessel to draw down an additional godly light? It is a flame of love that is endless. It is called all your might, and therefore it can arouse an element of godliness that is also without limit. Which in Kabbalah terms, it comes from the intensity, from the severity of the name Sag. God's name can be spelled in many ways. And depending on the way that the name is spelled, by filling in the letters of the letter, for example, the Yud of God's name can be spelled Yud, Vav, Dalad. And the Hey can be spelled in many ways. When you spell out the letters, they amount to different numerical names, like Mem Beis, Ayin Beis, or Samach Gimel. So Samach Gimel represents the name which is the source of the 288 sparks that fell from Klipa, from Tehu into Klipa. So this is the severity of holiness, which is the source of Tehu, of the sparks of Tehu, and this is what causes this intense longing or intense desire for godliness that is called B'chol Mi'edecha. That's why davening is called temporary, momentary life, a life that is bound to time, whereas the study of Torah is called Chaye Olam. So the reason is not only because davening applies to physical things like health and sustenance and so on, which are temporary things, and therefore Chayisha, temporary life, but rather because davening reaches the level of Malchus of Atzilus, Hayiredes Bidiyah, which Malchus is the source of life for the lower worlds, would be Yitzirasiya, and in Malchus there is the source of time. The origin of time is in Malchus. And that's why concerning Malchus we find Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Yimlech, which is past, present, and future, which is time. And that's in Melech, Malchus, because in Malchus, because it is the source for the lower worlds, in Malchus there is the beginning of the existence of time. So it's called Chayesha because it is Malchus. Teira Chaye Olam, Teira is called eternal life because the word Olam refers to Zah. Kiremach Pikudin, Hein Mischalkin Biyut Kelem Desesvir is the Zah, because the 248 mitzvahs, the commandments that are contained in the Torah, are divided up in the 10 vessels of the 10 attributes of Zah. In the Hayyim Yom for Beis Kislev, second day of Kislev, the Rebbe writes that my grandfather, which means the Rebbe Marash, once explained in a maimer the statement Rebbe Lezer gave a coin to the pauper and then davened. He explained that davening has to be with life, with energy. By giving tzedakah before davening to a poor person, thereby giving him life, one's davening becomes energized with a great increase of aliveness. And saying this, he motioned with his hands in an upward gesture to indicate that the increase is beyond imagination. And my father would often seek out a pauper before davening in order to give him food.